Consciousness airs every Thursday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. Stay with us after that for Lady Lynn Live at 6 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m. And now, here's this week's edition of See You at the Show. Hi, this is Linda Evans, and I'm half of See You at the Show. You'll have to like bear with me yet again doing it solo. Eric Schacht is out of town, and hopefully he'll be back next week, or we might pre-record our show. But the show goes on, and there's still lots going on in the community. I want to get a couple WEFT things out of the way before I get into the nitty-gritty of theater in Champaign-Urbana and surrounding areas. I think I've talked about the Prairie Monk, David Monk, on a previous show, and he's a long-standing WEFTy, and he's in hospice, and we're supposed to announce this until August 14th. WEFT and the community is celebrating the Prairie Monk, David Monk, with a show of his silk screens, photographs, and memorabilia of 58 years in Champaign-Urbana on view from September 12th to the 28th at the Independent Media Center, 202 South Broadway, Urbana, the old post office building. Gallery hours are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. On Sunday, August 14th, from 2 until 5, there will be a party honoring Dave at the Independent Media Center with live music. Host band is the Prairie Dogs, with music by A-Train's Gospelish Blues, their UPY, Dorothy Martirano and Friends, and Night Groove. Tune in Sunday, August 14th, for the Prairie Monk at 11 a.m. here on WEFT to hear Kathy and Glenn Martin share their stories of Dave's work with the Prairie, with art, and with community education. We are losing a very, just an amazing soul. And I'm so glad the community is doing something to honor him. And I haven't checked out the IMC show, but I'm going to do that as soon as I can. And I've seen pictures of it on Facebook. And if you want to do something for David Monk, I think one of the nice things would be to maybe plant some native plants in your yard, or if you have a community building, maybe the Station Theater could plant some native plants. They have a little area that always needs something pretty. So I know my sister Karen Medina has been doing some upkeep with the Station Theater's little yard, I guess you could say. And I know she cares a lot about the Prairie Monk and about sustainable plants. And so, you know, if listeners at home want to do something, maybe plant some coneflowers or bee balm or something. Just very, very sad, but it's wonderful that the community is really rallying around him in this time of need. So anyway, long time WEFTy. I've listened to his show before I even had my original show that I had years ago that talked about vegan food and things like that. So anyway, on to theater. There's lots going on. And speaking of the Station Theater, we have I still call, even though I'm not on the board or as involved at the station anymore, I always think of it as we. And Eric and I were both involved with Tanya Arazi Combs' stoplight when it was originally started. It's a derived piece. We all sat down with Tanya separately, and Eric and I sat down with her together and kind of talked about different things in our lives, and it kind of sparked some creative juices for her to start writing her own play. And we haven't been involved for a little while, but it has taken on a whole life and is opening tonight at the Station Theater at 7:30. And it runs only one weekend. So it's tonight, August 11th through the 14th. And it's 7:30, except for on Sunday. It's at 3. And this is not the first original play by a local playwright to be produced and shown at the Station Theater. It might be the first derived one where it was kind of like a collaboration writing the play. But there have been several original plays throughout the years at the Station Theater. Smile Politely did an article on Tanya's piece, on her play, and it inaccurately said that it was the first time a show that was original script was a full production of original script was being shown at the station, but that's incorrect. Mike Trapetti had several different shows produced there that he wrote. He's a local actor and playwright. Mark Roberts debuted shows at the station, and several others. So that was a little bit of a mistake in the Smile Politely article, but it was a great article, and I'm so glad that Smile Politely is around and promoting theater in our town. And I hope to see some of you at the Station Theater this weekend to see Stoplight. There's a lot of new faces. Again, I'm so happy. The station's doing an amazing job getting new people on the stage and new people involved. And Tanya's put so much work into this, as well as so many other people. And I always love to support her. And it's going to be a fun show. An interesting, I don't know. There's some hard things, so I don't know if I should call it fun. So anyway, it's you'll enjoy it. It will make you think about things. And if you do go, let us know. Put a comment on our Facebook page or let us know directly if you know us. I want to talk really quickly about a show that's already ended, and I know a lot of you saw it. CUTC did a wonderful job with Shrek the Musical, and that has ended. You've missed it if you didn't get to see it. But excellent job, CUTC. It was at the Virginia Theater. I didn't get to see it until the last performance, and there were so many people. I don't think I've seen the Virginia packed for a local play or musical. I that was the most people I think I've seen there just for a local play. So that's great. They did well. Congratulations, everyone involved. Several new faces or faces that haven't been on the stage for a while, and we hope to see them in other shows. Shout out to Kayla Simpson, who did amazing. I heard that she was amazing, and she did not disappoint as the dragon. I've known Kayla since she was maybe 10, and you know, and that was maybe 15 years ago. So now she is an adult teaching math at uni and took time out of her busy schedule to be in Shrek, and I'm so glad that she did. Other things going on around town. Oh, before I finish talking about CUTC, the Penguin Project, another CUTC wonderful thing that they do is the Penguin Project every year. It's near and dear to my heart. My eldest Parker helped out with a couple. I think maybe my other two helped out backstage for a couple too. Anyway, it's always a great event. And this year they're doing Pure Imagination, and that opens September 15th through the 18th, and it's going to be at Urbana High School. And we will have more about that as we get closer. Sullivan, the little theater on the square, it has Junie B. Jones Jr. playing right now. Okay, it says on their website that they have both of these shows playing at the same time. And so Junie B. Jones Jr. is a kids' show, and that's playing in Sullivan, Illinois, the little theater on the square, from 8:11 through 8:13. And that's at 10:30 a.m. And then it says La Cage aux Folles is also playing right now from 8:11 through 8:14, but it's at 8 p.m. Is that enough numbers for you? Sorry. So August 11th through the 14th at 8 p.m., except for Saturday and Sunday when it's at 2 p.m. So I guess I'm not that familiar with the Little Theater on the Square, although I've heard wonderful things about everything they've done. So I don't know if this is normal for them to have two shows running at the same time. But La Cage aux Folles is amazing. A lot of people know it because of the film, The Birdcage. But La Cage aux Folles was one of the first musicals I saw in Chicago when I was just a kid. And it was life-changing. So anyway, hopefully you'll be able to get, and I heard it was great from people who've seen it. So I also want to say something sad that's happened with CUTC. There was a passing of a board member, Tim Flanagan. Tim began serving on the board last September. Even though his service was less than a year, his humor, problem solving, and positivity were greatly appreciated. Tim had a passion for community theater, and we are grateful that he chose to invest his time in our organization. Our thoughts go out to Tim's family during their time of grief. So sad that there's the passing of Tim Flanagan, who was a CUTC board member. And you can check out CUTC's website or their Facebook page for more information. And hopefully, I got a text saying that I should turn up my mic, but I didn't see it until just now. So hopefully the levels are okay now. And Bloomington Normal, Heartland Theater, Monday, August 22nd, from 7 to 8, they're doing an inside look, like behind the scenes for Suddenly Last Summer by Tennessee Williams. The performances are in September, but this is a project between Heartland Theater and Normal Public Library to give an inside look of what kind of goes on behind the scenes for this particular show. And I can't remember if Heartland's done this in the past, if this is a normal thing they do, but I have to say this is pretty cool. It's such a neat thing for Normal Library and the theater to kind of work together. We've seen a lot of good collaborations, especially in Bloomington Normal. And okay. And sorry, I keep getting texts from people, and since I'm here alone, it's hard for me to like juggle it all. So definitely check that out. That sounds like fun. And I think it's actually being held at Heartland Theater and not at the library, but the library is like helping promote it. So check that out. Monday, August 22nd, 7 to 8. And that's an inside look for Suddenly Last Summer. And there are several wonderful Champaign-Urbana people involved in Suddenly Last Summer. And the performances are September 1st through the 17th. And we will talk more about that as we get closer to September. Although it feels like August is just completely going so fast. I cannot believe that we're already August 11th. And school's starting for a lot of folks soon, if it hasn't already started. And so I know some people have less time to go to shows, but there's still plenty of theater to be seen. Hopefully you can sneak some in before your lives get crazy. And then pretty soon all the schools will be doing their shows. Coalescence Theater Project, also in Bloomington Normal, has Crowns. And we've talked about that in the past, but we really need to get them in to talk about this more. That opens August 19th through the 21st, and then August 26th through the 28th, 7 p.m., and Sundays at 5 p.m., and that will be at Normal Community Activity Center. Quite often Coalescence Theater Project has their shows online, but this is in person, so definitely check that out. It sounds amazing, and we'll have more information on that as we get closer. I know I keep like promising we're gonna have just a great show next week. I think I'll get prepared well in advance, I think. And then we have auditions coming up. Parkland Theater is just doing all the great stuff, and they have auditions already coming up. It feels like so quick for the their season. August 27th from 9 to 12, they have auditions for The Story by Tracy Scott Wilson, directed by Latrell Bright. Yay. And then also that day, they have A Christmas Story auditions directed by Chelsea Collier. So wonderful, two wonderful directors in town, and two very, very different shows. But they, as per normal, they have auditions on the same day to get more people out there. You can audition for both. You can probably be involved in both. That's the way it normally goes. So definitely check that out. It's on their website what you need to do to prepare. And let me see what else is going on real quick. Eric sent me a text. The rehearsal hall and costume room at DL's backstage are nearing completion, and we are ready to keep moving. 141 North Walnut Street in Danville. August work Saturdays are August 13th. One is already passed. So the one that hasn't passed is August 13th, 9:30 to 2 p.m., general cleanup and maintenance. And then Saturday, August 20th, all hands needed as we move the costume room from upstage to backstage, one step closer to being fully moved into our new home. Yay for DLO. And definitely, if you are in the Danville area or you feel like driving to Danville, it's not that far, you can help them out. It's worth it to go and see their space. They have an amazing space. It's one of the things we've kind of been doing is going around to different theaters and checking out what they do, how they store things. We've had to borrow things from different theaters, and so it's interesting to see what kind of spaces everybody has. I think locally, outside of like Parkland, which they have an amazing costume room, and Eric just texted me again. Hold on. audition Heartland Revolutionists on September 20th through the 21st at 7 to 10 p.m. each night. Okay. That's, we'll remind you again about that. He should just be on the show. I should just have to figure out, check the website for details. I must be listening. So he's in Appleton, Wisconsin right now, where there's also some cool theater going on. I'm taking care of my friend's dogs and cats, and I'm so jealous because they've been sending pictures. They're in New York right now, seeing Hadestown, and I forget, they're seeing another show too, but it was Hadestown that was really hard for me to see. Like, I'm happy for them, but also I wish that I had time to just fly to New York and see some theater. If you have been able to get out of the area to see something, let us know. Put comments on our Facebook page. We have an updated website, I believe, now. I was just on the phone with Eric right before the show, and our website was very sadly out of date, and it looks like it's pretty current now. So check that out. That is seeyouattheshow.com. Okay. So Jean is saying she can barely hear me still. So, but Eric's saying he can hear me fine. So I'm turning up my mic and we'll see if this helps. All right. I could hear it fine in my ear, my headphones. So I'm sorry if maybe streaming it sounds okay. I turned up my mic again. It sounds super loud in my headphones. Anyway, so here we are. We have an updated website, seeyouattheshow.com. And so you can check out, oh, it looks like Ghost at DLO Musical Theater. Those auditions are also coming up soon. And so check out our audition and Now Playing. And it looks like they're both updated. Yay. Thank you, Eric, for doing that long distance. And I keep getting all these messages from so many people. So, which I appreciate. There's actually people listening, which I absolutely love. So you are listening to See You at the Show on WEFT, WEFT 90.1 FM. It is August 11th, and our main theater stuff going on that you really need to get to. If you don't, if you're not in Sullivan or going to Sullivan tonight, go to the Station Theater and check out Stoplight. There's also some cool stuff going on at Cranert. Now I have to pull up this other thing. Hold on. Lisa Gay Dixon is directing something at Cranor, and I cannot find it right now, but it looks so cool, and I had it up, and now I can't find it. But check out the Lionel Theater. Oh crap, I can't find it anywhere. And it'll show you. She's been doing some amazing work at Cranor and other places. I will update the website with that because it looked really interesting and cool, and it was something I hadn't heard of before. And apparently we're going to go to the Revolutionists. It's a feisty feminist comedy, and let's see, what does it say about it? Yeah, You're in Town, the musical, is also happening in Cranert. I have conflicting feelings about You're in Town. How do people feel about You're in Town? I mean, I think it's important because it's like environmentally important. But it feels so dark. It's so hard to watch for me. Even though it has some funny things. So Lisa Dixon is doing Urinetown, but she's doing something else. Eric, you need to help me out because she's doing something else that I'd never heard of. I've seen Urinetown. It's something coming up soon. I can't search while I'm talking because I can't do two things at one time. Okay. All right. I don't know what that means. So what else? I was in the middle of saying something and then I keep getting interrupted by all these texts from different people. Anyway, hopefully you can hear me and, you're listening to WFT and Lady Lynn Live is going to be next, coming up in just a few minutes. I had more to say about Shrek. I know it's already passed, but I was really, really impressed with the costumes. I think they did some fun things with the costumes that I hadn't seen done before. And also I need to ask them, they had a puppet for, like, when I say puppet, I mean like this amazing dragon. And so I'm curious who made it. I didn't bring my program in with me, so I'm going to have to look at that up and let you know next week, because that was just, not only was Kayla Simpson amazing as the dragon and she had a really cool costume, but there was like a dragon puppet too that was amazing in its own right. And that was kind of a neat way to do the dragon, which I hadn't really seen that way before. It was really quite special. And I think because I liked it so much, I'm going to play Forever Again. I know we did that last week, but I really liked that song and the dragon was amazing. Oh, Eric came through. Thank you so much. So Lisa Gay Dixon is directing a show that opens on September 21st at the Studio Theater at Cranard. And it's A Darkling at Nightfall. Yeah, see, I just could not remember that name. And just hearing that name makes me want to see the show. So it's a supernatural fairy tale exploring the fecund feminine, the interconnection of earth and spirit, and the power of the stories we tell. How could you not want to see that? That sounds amazing. There's a half-human and darkling raised alone in the wild by her father, a forest spirit, a mythic storyteller. It just sounds, has anybody else heard of this? I haven't even heard of this before. So if people have heard of it, if you go see it, let us know. We love to hear what you've been seeing, what you want to see, what you're involved in, and we want your feedback. And I don't think either one of us has any time to really do any shows right now. So we have to live vicariously through all you auditioning out there, working backstage, producing, doing all those fun things that we wish we could do right now, but we can't. But we're going to try to go see as many shows as we possibly can. I'm going to try to get to Stoplight tonight. I also have dogs that don't like to be left alone, so we'll see if I get to it tonight. But I will definitely get there sometime this weekend. If anyone wants to see it with me, let me know. It's always more fun to go with someone. And that's about our time. You've been listening to See You at the Show Again. Sorry, it was like a little bit spaced out today. I felt like I was prepared and then I just cannot multitask. And I'll be more prepared next week and I won't be so sappy because I really just can't stop thinking about the prairie monk and what's going on with him and other people that we've recently lost in the area and in our community. But we're always lucky that we've had them. So anyway, stay tuned for Lady Lynn Live next. And enjoy forever from Shrek the Musical.